Now, a lady from Westbrook near Toowoomba became the first woman in the Toowoomba area to reach a very special milestone, and we were there at the Toowoomba Blood Donor Centre on Wednesday afternoon for the occasion. With me is Sandy Thompson from the Australian Red Cross Blood Service. A very significant occasion taking place here, Sandy.
It is, Gordon. This afternoon we've got Suzanne here, who's made an incredible 400 blood and plasma donations over many, many years and saved many lives in doing so.
Well, you've certainly been a stalwart for the blood service, Suzanne.
Thanks, Gordon. Yes, it's been quite a few years and it's amazing. I was only thinking back the changes that have happened and then the various blood donor sections that they've actually had at the hospital, and it's lovely to be down here in the new section.
And you've been through all the changes in technology.
Definitely have, yes. When I first started giving blood 43 years ago, I was giving whole blood, and I gave around about 100 donations of whole blood altogether before I started giving plasma.
And I understand from what Sandy tells me that you're here quite often. You come every fortnight.
Yes, that's right, Gordon. I do that commitment. It's simple. I just make my appointments in advance, and I know that's where I come every Wednesday, 4:45. Every second Wednesday, I should say, 4:45, yes.
And, well, we're seeing you here giving blood at the moment, and what's special about this is your 400th.
That's right, yes. I was very honoured to be able to get my badge today for my 400th donation.
Mm. Well, I've heard of people who've given 100 or maybe even 200, but 400 must be quite a record, Sandy.
400 is, most definitely. Suzanne is one of only seven Queensland women who have reached the milestone donation of 400, which is a major achievement. And the plasma donations that she gives are actually turned into or used to create medical treatments. So there's more than 18 different medicines that are created from plasma. So she really is saving lives.
I'm glad you've mentioned about what happens with the plasma, because I was going to ask. But Suzanne, what do you do in life?
Work for Queensland Health, so I am in the field of saving lives. I'm an admin officer in that field, and privately before that I worked in the private sector, so I have worked in health virtually all my life.
So you're very well aware of the need for blood supplies and what's derived from it?
Certainly am, Gordon, yes.
Is it any different giving plasma than the whole blood?
No, it's not. You know, you still get the needle in the arm. And but no. And the great thing about, you know, giving plasma, you can do it every fortnight, where with whole blood, it's every 3 months.
So how long does it take for you to actually produce more, do you know?
No, but I tell you what, after I give my donations, I usually feel pretty fit and healthy, so I think it's getting rid of the old stuff and making new that makes me feel like that.
Well, it could do. I remember in the olden days they used to resort to bloodletting as a form of treatment, didn't they?
That's right, I heard about that, yes.
Yes, so there may be something to that.
Mm. Yes, well, I must admit I am a very healthy person, so I'm not on any medications or anything like that, and don't have anything wrong with me, so yes, I've put it down to giving blood every fortnight.
And what would you say to people who are daunted about this, have been thinking about it, but haven't made the jump?
Gordon, look, it is a very simple thing to do, really. You know, a lot of people go and have blood tests done, and, you know, it's doesn't take very much. The girls here are very good at putting in needles, so you don't really feel it at all.
So they've got nothing to be worried about?
No, definitely nothing to be worried about at all.
Well, you're not here on your own, of course. We've got half a dozen other people who are in the process of giving blood too, so I guess you meet quite a lot of people and have done so over the years.
Yeah, definitely have. I've seen a lot of people, see a lot of friends and colleagues come through as well. Hmm.
And I believe, Sandy, that you are working with the health services on a program that you have coming up.
We are actually. We're really excited about the Health Services Blood Donation Challenge, which starts in just over a week's time on the 1st of April and runs for 3 months. All of the hospitals and the Associated Hospital Foundations in Toowoomba are on board to help us. Our goal in Toowoomba is to attract 40 new whole blood donors from those hospitals and institutions, and to really boost the new donor numbers in Toowoomba as we head into the winter period.
And that's an area that I know that can be expanded, because lots of businesses do take part. Their employees get together and come on board.
The blood service has what we call our Red 25 program. So it's a movement to unite people in saving lives. So any business, organisation, community group, sporting group can become a member of Red 25. And to find out more, they really just need to go online to our website, which is donateblood.com.au, or call our 13 14 95.
And do you have anything special for Suzanne here for her 400th donation?
We do. We've got some beautiful gold balloons in honour of her wonderful plasma donations that she's made. So we've got the 400 numbers up on the wall. And we've also got a little gift for her when she finishes, because she's such a special lady, saving over 1,200 lives with 400 donations. Now, look, not all of us can reach 400 donations, but every donation will help to save three lives. And we certainly encourage the local community to get on board and become a blood donor, because it really is a rewarding experience.
And I guess you'd go along with that, Suzanne. That's virtually in line with what you've been saying, that you really feel a degree of satisfaction afterwards in having made a donation.
That's right, Gordon. Yes, it's you know, really gratifying to know that you've been able to save people's lives or help people that might need to have transfusions or any of the other products that are byproducts of the blood.
Well, congratulations. I'm sure you didn't really set out to break any records, but you've done marvellously well for the community.
Thank you very much, Gordon.
Thank you. Isn't she a really lovely lady, Suzanne Mora, although you may know her as Sue. Whilst she's identified with her given name by the Red Cross Blood Service, all of her friends know her as Sue. So yes, that is her, Sue Mora. And Sue has joined a very exclusive group. She's one of only seven Queensland women who've become members of the 400 Club, having given 400 donations of blood. And by the way, you can see a photo of Sue and also a video of her being presented with her gift by Sandy Thompson and something of the story on our lovelocalnews.com website, and also our station websites and some of our radio station Facebook pages.